Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Gordon Denlinger of the 99th Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Denlinger, welcome to another report with your constituents. This week, we'd like to look back at the year in the legislature and all the things that we've accomplished. Talk to us about the busy year that we've had, especially compared to the last few.
Certainly when we compare the year 2011 with some prior sessions, it was a year of a lot of activity in the State House and in the legislature as a whole. Probably the biggest accomplishment of the year, I would say, was the on-time no-tax increase budget that was completed at the end of June. It was the first budget in literally decades that actually cut the size of state government. And so many of the citizens have been calling for getting government back under control and right-sizing government, and we actually succeeded in doing that. Obviously, we have challenges as we go into the new year, but that was a major accomplishment. Secondly, I think the passage of the so-called Castle Doctrine legislation, castle meaning your home is your castle, and in that sense, we broadened protections for law-abiding citizens who, when they are attacked within their premises, have the right to respond in a lethal way. Certainly, no one cheers for or hopes for violence, but I think giving citizens the right to protect themselves is, in fact, an obligation that we have. And so I think that would rank as a major accomplishment, modernizing Pennsylvania's Castle Doctrine law. Thirdly, I would say that a tort reform initiative, the Joint and Several Liability, or so-called Fair Share Act passage, was a major step in the right direction in the sense that it limits lawsuit abuse and cuts down on the proportionality for collection of major awards to the extent that a person who is only 10% liable no longer can be held for 100% of the damages. We have adjusted that down to the 60% level, and in fact, I think a major win was held there for Pennsylvania's overall economic health, and so the joint and several liability reform was a big one. Fourthly, I would throw in the redistricting process, and I know that's controversial at some level, and yet it is a constitutional mandate that once every 10 years following the census, we have to go through the process to adjust the districts, House, Senate, and the congressional, because of shifting populations. And it really is driven by the math, by the shifting populations, and certainly it is political by design, and so both parties engage with it and seek to bring some advantage through it, but that's the way the founders set it up, and so adjustment on that is very difficult to do. It would take constitutional amendments. Ultimately, we did meet our mandate, and that process is complete, and the districts are now put into place. And lastly, I would say that probably the passage of the texting ban, texting while driving, is now certainly codified as banned, and tighter requirements for teenage drivers. I think we all see some of those horrific things that happen when too many kids decide to turn a car into a joyride or a ride of extremes. And so I think putting some tighter requirements on our youngest drivers is appropriate. As a conservative, I look to maximize freedom and yet balance that against the reality that driving is a privilege, it's not a right, and we all do have requirements in that regard. So those are five of the biggies, I think, for 2011. And certainly, again, as stated, it was a year of huge activity and much accomplishment in the Pennsylvania legislature.
And Representative Denlinger, looking forward, there's a lot on our plate coming up in the next year. Obviously, some things that we didn't get to this year, and the things that we have to handle every year, like the budget. Talk to us about what you see happening in the next year.
Well, there are going to be major debates in 2012. Certainly, some things unfinished are the governor's push for some form of opportunity grant or voucher system, an expansion of the EITC, or Educational Improvement Tax Credits program. Privatization of the state store system is still on the top of a lot of lists as well. So these are some of the things that are going to be debated, as well as, you mentioned, the budget, certainly. But I guess if I have some wishes in the new year, beyond a little bit of pork and sauerkraut for everybody on New Year's Day, I would hope that we'd see a bit more civility in our public debates. You know, ultimately, if ideas are to be advanced and taken to completion, there has to be a conversation, not a shouting match. And I certainly hope that we all can come to grips with that and have more thoughtful dialogue and a little less rancor in the process. And secondly, of course, is a growing economy. Obviously, so many families and individuals are hurting, and I certainly do wish for that growing economy, the tide that lifts all ships, with jobs growth and opportunity for all.
Representative Denlinger, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Gordon Denlinger.